Hello, KFUO listeners. Chaplain Matt Prince serving aboard the mighty John C. Stennis, CBN 74 here. Merry Christmas to my family in Seymour, Indiana. Also, it's been almost 25 years now, but a special shout out to my fieldwork church, Prince of Peace in St. Louis. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year's.
Listening to the 12 Days of Christmas on KFUO. I'm Andy.
I'm Sarah, and this is a fireside chat with our seminary professors. Today we'll be chatting about what Athanasius says about God becoming flesh, and our guest is the Reverend Dr. Jeffrey Boyle, Assistant Professor of Pastoral Ministry and Missions, and Director of Field Education at Concordia Theological Seminary in Fort Wayne, Indiana. Dr. Boyle, welcome.
Thank you. It's a joy to be with you both.
Where would you like to begin?
I want to start with a text that I read every Advent, and I think it's just a delight. It's this little book by St. Athanasius on the Incarnation. And one of the things I love about it is just its timeliness and its simplicity. And I want to read just a short portion of it because it certainly pertains to why God became man. And so here's what Athanasius says, which followed from the transgression, prevailed upon us, and from it, there was no escape. The thing that was happening was in truth both monstrous and unfitting. It would, of course, have been unthinkable that God should go back upon his word and that man, having transgressed, should not die. But it was equally monstrous that beings, which once had shared the nature of the word, should then perish and turn back again into non-existence through corruption. It was unworthy of the goodness of God that creation, made by him, should be brought to nothing through the deceit wrought upon man by the devil. And it was supremely unfitting that the work of God in mankind should disappear, either through their own negligence or through the deceit of evil spirits. As then creatures whom he had created reasonable, like the word, were in fact perishing, and such noble works were on the road to ruin, what then was God, being good, to do? Was he to let corruption and death have their way with them? And in that case, what was the use of having made them in the beginning? Surely it would have been better never to have been created at all, than having been created to be neglected and perish. And besides that, such indifference to the ruin of his own work before his very eyes would argue not goodness in God, but limitations, and that far more than if he had just created men at all. It was impossible, therefore, that God should leave man to be carried off by corruption, because it would be unfitting and unworthy of him. Yet, though true that all is, it's not the whole matter. As we've already noted, it was unthinkable that God, the Father of truth, should then go back on his word regarding death in order to ensure our continued existence. He could not falsify himself. So then what was God to do? What, or rather, who was it that was needed for such a great grace and such recall as we required? Who, save the word of God himself, who also in the beginning had made all things out of nothing? His part it was, and his alone, both to bring again the corruptible to incorruption, and to maintain for the Father his consistency of character with all. For he alone, being word of the Father and above all, was in consequence both able to recreate all and worthy to suffer on behalf of all, and to be an ambassador for all with the Father. For this purpose, then, the incorporeal and incorruptible and immaterial Word of God entered our world. Okay, that's from Athanasius on the Incarnation, paragraph 7. And I just find this absolutely incredible, where you have the divine dilemma, as I like to think of it, of God being set against God, his word against his word, what he's done with what he's said. And the only solution Athanasius sees for God to remain good and to remain just is to send his word, Jesus Christ, into the flesh to bear the sins of the whole world.
What do we learn about Christ? And as we wrap up these last days after Christmas Day through the season of Christmas, how can we take this to heart in these next few days?
Wonderful. I think the fact that he bears our flesh has become like unto us in all things, as the letter to the Hebrews says, yet without sin. He does so for our sake to bring us back to him. It's this incredible divine rescue mission that takes place by way of an angel speaking to the Virgin Mary, conceiving, giving birth, and that enfleshed Son of God then dying, atoning for the sins of the whole world, and rising on the third day for us to make us his own. So I think this is the joy of Christmas. It's the joy of Lent. It's the joy of Easter. It's the joy of the whole world through the Son, Jesus Christ.
The Reverend Dr. Jeffrey Boyle, Assistant Professor of Pastoral Ministry and Missions and Director of Field Education at Concordia Theological Seminary, Fort Wayne. Thanks for the chat.
It was a joy. Thank you.
You're listening to the 12 Days of Christmas. I'm Andy.
I'm Sarah.
KFUO Radio proclaims salvation in Christ Jesus. Our salvation is free, thanks be to God, but broadcasting is not. KFUO Radio relies on listeners like you to keep God's word on the air and streaming to the ends of the earth. Make your year-end gift to KFUO Radio at kfuo.org/give. kfuo.org/give. Thank you for being our partners in the gospel proclamation.